sorting through a few papers recently, which I'd been given to try and get rid of, actually, I came across a single A4 sheet entitled A Brief Synopsis of the History of the Portsmouth Ecclesia. That's the Portsmouth Ecclesia in the UK. And it looks as though it was written in 1984 in order to celebrate the centenary of that ecclesia, which is actually quite an old ecclesia now. The ecclesia today is very small, and they're unable to meet because of COVID. And they're all quite elderly, and a lot of them aren't actually able to use Zoom and other video conferencing methods, so they're not, that most of the members are meeting elsewhere at the moment. But hopefully they'll be able to go back to their hall soon. Anyway, I thought it would be interesting to read this synopsis to you. And it says, the first members of the Christadelphian community to reside in Portsmouth were brother and sister Edward Harding, who lived in Cuthbert Road. With the authority of the words of Jesus in Matthew 18, verse 20, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them, we must consider them the founders of the Portsmouth Ecclesia, and this was in the year 1884. The Hardings were later joined by brother John Burridge and brother C.M. Handley with their families. These three families met in fellowship with Birmingham Temperance Hall and combined to build up a small meeting. The intelligence in the magazine of those early days makes very interesting reading. One item records the membership rising to 13, while another speaks of their activities being mainly open-air preaching on the common or seafront, giving addresses on Bible subjects. Another item tells of deciding to subscribe a penny each every week to pay for leaflets. This continued until January 1892, when our records show that they commenced evening Bible lectures at the Buckingham Academy off Lake Road. By the end of that year, having been joined by several families from other towns, they secured the use of a hall in Thomas Street, Landport, and invited speakers from Nottingham, Birmingham, Southampton and elsewhere to assist them. Membership grew, and finding the Thomas Street Hall too small, they tried others, and eventually moved to the Fratton Hall in Goldsmith Avenue, opposite the old footbridge to Fratton Station. And from early 1900, our old records become more complete. The older members of the families of the early pioneers followed their elders in establishing a strong ecclesia and maintaining its work. Present members will remember with affection the three Harding sisters. Florrie never married, Amy married Ernie Beard, the tireless preacher, and Alice remained single and became a hospital sister and subsequently a matron. Our sister Louise Harding is the widow of their brother Gilbert, and our sister Caroline Peel is from a branch of the Harding family. Our sister Joan Higgs is a granddaughter of the first C.M. Handley. And brother Stuart Handley, now recording brother at Reading, is his great-grandson. No details are available concerning the Burridge family. Caroline Peel, who was Caroline Harding, is known to some of us as the daughter of brother and sister Kath and Alan Harding, who were living in Stroud when we were growing up. From the Fratton Hall, the ecclesia moved in 1929 to the Foresters Hall in Fratton Road in order to accommodate a much larger congregation. In 1937, it was decided to consider providing a new hall of its own, which the ecclesia could use exclusively for all its activities. The members had for some time paid into a building fund, and the contributions ranging from a shilling to 5 shillings weekly over an agreed term of 5 years. A site was found at the corner of Fernhurst Road and Devonshire Avenue, which had been part of the branch railway line from Fratton to Southsea, and which, after its closure, had been bought by Messrs F. Privett for development. This firm was prepared to sell the site and to build a hall to the ecclesia's requirements. The building fund, having now reached several hundred pounds, enabled the ecclesia to buy the land, and with the help of a building society mortgage, to accept the arrangement and sign the contract. The building was completed at the beginning of October 1938, and completely paid for by voluntary contributions within 8 years. It was opened on October 26, 1938, in the presence of a large company of members and visitors from other meetings. And since that time, October has been the month in which they hold their fraternal gatherings. The present members of the Ecclesia have much for which to thank our Heavenly Father in this centenary year, 1984, and we pray for his continued blessing.